So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's gonna be called Moonfall, and you know the moon?
Yeah.
It's gonna fall.
Oh, we putting spoilers right in the title? That's wild.
Yeah, so at the beginning of this movie, these astronauts, Brian and Jacinda, are up in space, right? And they get attacked by this weird nanobot swarm thing, and it kills their friend.
A very rude swarm.
Yeah, but Brian's the only one who saw it, so he gets blamed for everything and fired, and then 10 years go by.
Jeez.
And so then we're gonna meet this conspiracy theorist guy, Kate.
And what's his deal?
Well, he loves Elon Musk and he has IBS.
Irritable bowel syndrome? Why bring that up?
That's character development.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, and we're gonna bring it up a lot.
All right.
So he thinks the moon is a megastructure and he sees that its orbit is changing, so he goes to see Brian for help.
Okay.
And then the moon's gonna start messing with gravity. It's gonna make this big old tsunami.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so Casey and Brian have to run up to the top floor of this building and then they go to sleep.
They go to bed.
Yeah, they're sleepy now. It's time for bed.
It seems like they should figure out how to get out of there.
Yeah, they're real sleepy though. So then Jacinda, who's now the head of NASA, sends a helicopter to pick them up because she wants Brian's help.
How does she know where they are?
Unclear. So she tells Brian she wants him to go to the moon and save the world, but he's like, I got my own problems down here.
He has more important stuff to do than saving the world?
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
All right.
So anyway, then he finally agrees and it's time to go.
Wait, so what's the plan exactly?
Oh, well, see, it turns out NASA knew about the nanobot swarm thing like years ago and they started this project to make an EMP to stop it.
They didn't finish the project?
No, they scrapped it because of budgetary concerns.
So they just accepted that the moon might kill them someday?
Yeah, because the budget just wasn't really making sense.
Okay.
So they grab an old space shuttle from a museum and it's time to go.
I don't think those are operational.
But they might be. So they have this team of some of the best people in the world prep this thing, but it starts leaking coolant.
Oh.
So Jacinda gets on a loudspeaker and is like, well, we tried everybody. Time to get out of here and go home.
Everybody just takes off immediately. Nobody tries to fix it.
Yeah, they just get out of there instantaneously, yeah.
To just go die?
To go die, that's right, because there's some coolant leaking, so one of the engines is iffy.
Wow, well, it's gonna be hard to get to the moon with the shuttle messed up, I guess.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, they realize they can just go without that engine.
What?
Yeah, the moon's making gravity all weird anyway, so they don't really need it.
They sent everybody away because of a thing they don't actually need?
Yeah, because now this forces just the main characters onto the space shuttle.
That's a good point.
So Brian and Jacinda and Casey get on the shuttle, and there are actually these two tech guys left, so they help them launch, but there's a big gravity wave on the way.
Uh-oh.
And the two tech guys get on a helicopter and try to leave as well.
Do they make it?
Almost, but instead of flying the helicopter upwards, the pilot flies it directly into the tidal wave, so.
See, that was their mistake.
Yeah, that's not how they should have played it. They should have gone upwards.
Yeah.
So anyway, while the main characters are flying up to the moon, their kids are gonna be outrunning stuff on Earth.
What kind of stuff?
Well, see, they watch that huge gravity wave unfold up until the moment it's at their feet. So they gotta run away from that now.
Makes sense.
And then throughout the movie, the moon's just gonna kinda play peekaboo with them and cause chaos every time.
Oh, peekaboo moons are tight.
Yeah, so whenever it shows up, it does something crazy, like it messes with gravity, it takes away all the oxygen for a bit.
Jeez.
There are also chunks of the moon just smashing into all the mountains around them.
Well, they must be freaking out.
Not really, no. They just kinda watch the explosions and go, well, we should keep walking.
Very calm and collected.
But later, some bad guys are gonna chase them because they want their oxygen tanks.
Oh, so what do?
Well, they switch their brand new Lexus from eco mode to sport mode, and that gives them just the edge they need.
Oh, yeah, Lexus would give us some money to include that.
Yeah.
So what happens with the moon mission?
Well, they get up there and that freaking swarm thing comes after them, because they realize it'll attack if there are electronics and organic life around, aka humans.
So what do?
Well, Brian smashes the little electronic detonator for the EMP, so now there's just organic life, so it stops attacking.
Well, it's gonna be hard to complete the mission with the detonator smashed.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because later it'll work.
Oh, they fixed it after smashing it?
No, it's just gonna work again.
Okay, well, great.
So then they go inside the moon, which as it turns out is a megastructure, and the moon gives Brian this big exposition dump into his brain.
What kind of dump are we talking about? I want to know more about this dump.
Well, it turns out the moon was built billions of years ago by ancient humans around a dwarf star as an ark to repopulate humanity, because they had this AI tech that went crazy, and now the AI swarm is trying to destroy the power source and therefore all humans. Yeah, sure, that may as well happen.
It's gonna.
So now the good guys need to team up with the moon to destroy the swarm.
They team up with the moon?
Yeah, the moon turns out to be a great ally. In fact, down on Earth, one of the characters is like, the moon is going to help us, and she lifts a full tree off of Brian's son.
A very helpful moon.
But now the characters gotta hurry up, because the president of the United States wants to nuke the moon.
The moon is falling to the Earth, and they want to nuke it?
That's the plan.
Blow up the moon with a nuclear bomb. I'm a professional screenwriter.
Oh. I mean, all right.
So then KC sacrifices himself and saves the day.
Wow. Does he crap his pants?
What? No.
Sorry, I figured you were gonna pay off the IBS thing somehow.
Well, like Chekhov's bowel?
I figured, and I don't know.
Well, no, he doesn't poop himself and he saves the day and everybody lives happily ever after.
Didn't billions of people die?
Yeah, but not a lot of the ones we've been following except for a stepdad, so it mostly works out.
Oh, well, great.
And then KC wakes up inside the moon and the moon is like, we copied your consciousness and you're in the moon. Now.
Oh, what?
And the moon's gonna be like, well, we better get started.
Started on what?
I have no idea. I just figured we should set up some kind of cinematic universe if this does well.
Oh, okay, smart. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess we get a couple of massive stars, big disaster movie. I don't see how it could fail.
Hi everybody, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you liked it. If you didn't know, Pitch Meeting is now on its own channel, so if you could subscribe, that would help a lot. You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. Also happy to announce that YouTube has just introduced the like button. Excited to see what that's about. If you see it, feel free to click on it. Don't know what it does. Goodbye now.